to think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. There's no problem too big for Jesus to handle. Nearly 200 years after his death, George Washington received a promotion. While he led the Continental Army, Washington was only a two-star general. Later, he was promoted to a three-star rank, but then he died. This meant that every four- and five-star general who came after him outranked him. That is, until July 4, 1976, when President Gerald Ford posthumously appointed Washington General of the Armies of the United States, a rank that's superior to all others. No American soldier will ever outrank George Washington again. As impressive as this is, Revelation 19:16 tells us that Jesus has the ultimate rank, King of all kings and Lord of all lords. This means all of the power and authority of heaven has been given to Jesus, and no one will outrank Jesus for all eternity. So why don't I quit worrying today and bring my problems to Jesus? There's no problem too big for him to handle, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up.
You've heard about some significant weather heading into the area over the weekend.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie. 15033.
And when circumstances like this exist, we
do it live!
So let's go to the phone to
adorable
Rich Thomas.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Friday.
Oh, it's just been a joyous day from beginning to end. No, it's been fun, actually. I'm just being sardonic, but I understand we at least have a situation where you have to be weather aware.
Yeah, we're talking about tomorrow. This is a big storm system that's been crossing the country, dumped feet of snow, several feet over the Sierras, and looks like it's going to be a big deal from, you know, the Midwest to the Great Lakes to the Northeast. But for us, we're in the warm air sector, so tomorrow we are in a severe weather risk. Not unusual during the winter months. When we do have a severe weather risk in the winter months, usually it's a low-end stability indicating that severe thunderstorms are certainly possible with damaging wind gusts. But there's usually a lot of directional shear, you know, and this spin. In other words, at the surface, the winds are out of the south, and then at different directions, they're out of a slightly different direction. So that causes the spin or directional shear. So that allows for maybe some spin-up tornadoes. So I think tomorrow, let's say from about 10 a.m. in the western counties to about, let's say, 6 p.m. in the far southeastern counties, there will be a line of thunderstorms that will move through ahead of a strong cold front, you know, this Arctic air we've been talking about. And some of the storms could produce damaging wind gusts, and a couple of the storms might drop a tornado. So, you know, we'll be standing by. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today if you don't already have it, because it's great. I mean, it knows exactly where you are. It will instantly alert you for a severe weather alert for your location. If it's a severe thunderstorm or a tornado warning, you'll hear my voice saying that you are now under a tornado warning or a severe thunderstorm warning. So it's really good to have. So we'll be watching the weather. I'll be in the Blue Water Weather Center, one floor behind, down below you there, tomorrow. And it's just good to stay weather aware.
Appreciate it. While you were talking, though, Bailey texted me and said it's not Arctic air, it's Barctic air.
Barctic air.
She's just...
By the way, she'll be by my side in the office as usual for moral support.
You got the best assistant on the planet.
Yeah, that's right.
And she's the first to agree.
And then much colder Arctic air comes in later on tomorrow night, and a windy, cold Sunday, and the coldest morning will be Monday morning, when we could have some wind chill factors perhaps in the upper teens.
Remember this motto of mine, and that is, whether it's wind, rain, snow, or sleet, the chicken tenders must go through. So at $1.87 a pound, I will...
I can depend on you.
Absolutely. You know that. Thanks for the extra time today.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know... Try and be as
incorrigible
as you can all weekend.
Yeah, I'll be on the job.
All right, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. We'll see you later.
Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, this government shutdown is just having such a terrible effect on the markets. The Dow was only up 1.3% today.
Oh, no.
It's almost back to 25,000. Well, we can't have that.
That's not good.
But in the House of Representatives, guess who's on the Wall Street Oversight Committee, which shouldn't even exist, but does? Occasional Cortex.
Oh, good. I saw that.
Her and the MF are from Minnesota. They've got the biggest crackpots on the planet on this committee, so they will make life a living hell. And by the way, Wall Street backed Hillary, not Donald Trump, in 2016. So I'm sure he's real concerned for them. I like to see good results. And I remember, seemed like very recently, but it wasn't that long ago, the markets had gone below, Dow had gone below 22,000, which was like 6,000 below its peak. And now it's climbed halfway back. And hopefully this will continue. At 7 minutes after 3 o'clock, we are basically going to do our All Request Friday thing at 272-9228. We try to keep it light. Frankly, nothing has given me a bigger laugh lately than the way the president sticks it up Pelosi's butt with the... And they have the nerve, the gall to whine about their canceled military charter. Thank you for calling them out. Oh, and by the way, polling data today says the president in approval. Of course, we got a lot of stupid asses out there who are being told what to think. That is not happening with Hispanics. And I hate that term only because there's so many different cultures that are Spanish in origin. It's insulting to call people of Spanish origin, whether it's the Caribbean, South America, whatever, it's insulting to lump them into one group because within that group, there are some, not all, but some cultures within the Hispanic community, they're very much at odds with other segments.
It's like calling everybody Oriental from Asia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like, I am not Chinese, I'm Korean. Do I look Chinese to you?
Yeah. Actually,
unless you're very familiar with those cultures, it's hard to tell.
Maybe one day we can all hope. Maybe one day we can pray and hope that we will drop the identity politics.
Amen.
And we can all be Americans. And I know if that could happen in my lifetime, no?
No.
No. Joey's lifetime.
No.
Oh, don't be so negative, Archie.
No.
So what do you want to start with today? I need to go down and have a look at the
sky. We should be on the sunny side of life, I think.
Monty Python?
Yeah.
That's a good starter. I had something pasted in, but they must have...
They reset the log, yes, I noticed that.
Okay, so... And I don't remember what it was I was going to play. Oh, it has... I know what it has something to do with the NFL. Because the big playoffs are this weekend.
Yeah, Super Bowl coming up soon.
And I will openly admit, I'm hoping that Tom Brady can get to the Super Bowl one more time. I think if he does and he wins it, he'll retire. But on the other hand, I kind of feel for fans of the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, stayed away in great numbers, at least in the early part of the season, largely because of the, knee thing. So, but it's been a long, long time since they've had a whiff of the postseason, so I'm kind of hoping for them. Anyway, this is kind of a summary on the NFL playoffs coming up, and then we've got Monty Python to start us off on All Request Friday on Happy Hour, 272-9228. And if you're listening on our SAP channel, that's Arieco 334-272-9228.
Sunday, it's the AFC-NFC playoffs, and it all starts 2 hours early for two full hours of former players and coaches sitting behind a long desk talking about what they think will happen after most of their predictions this season have been dead wrong.
Dead wrong.
Dead wrong. Watch as they fill time joking around with each other, leaving the desk and standing around, showing old highlights you've already seen. Then, finally, get ready for game time, when two announcers will tell you what they think.
And don't forget about me, the pretty young lady they have reporting down by the sideline.
lines. Back to you in the warm booth.
The AFC NFC Playoffs, Sunday. Brought to you by Gillette, who reminds you, men bad.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We would like to apologize for the way in which politicians are represented in this program. It was never our intention to imply that politicians are weak-kneed political time servers who are concerned more with their personal vendettas and private power struggles than the problems of government. Nor to suggest at any point that they sacrifice their credibility by denying free debate on vital matters in the mistaken impression that party unity comes before the well-being of the people they supposedly represent. Nor to imply at any stage that they are squabbling little toadies without an ounce of concern for the vital social problems of today. Nor indeed do we intend that viewers should consider them as crabby, ulcerous little self-seeking vermin with furry legs and an excessive addiction to alcohol and certain explicit sexual practices which some people might find offensive. We are sorry if this impression has come across.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life.
Clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. I hope it's not bad. It's happy hour Friday edition. We kind of go with the I Missed It news this afternoon. You requested 272-9228. My Tom Lice, sidekick,
Joey,
he's here.
And here they are.
Hello, Andrew.
Please clap.
And this entire three-ring circus is brought to you by...
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy. Nuclear
weapons testing. Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top. Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top. Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top. Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
What a great product.
Oh, I don't know what's the deal with Rand Paul there. I mean, his hair defies logic.
Is it naturally jelly?
Like, yeah, I think it's naturally curly, and he must, like, trim it on the sides or something. It's
No, there's an additive in there.
Oh, yeah, he's got to be putting something in there.
His hair looks like a nicely tossed salad.
Yeah?
With dressing on it.
Oh.
Well, I just heard from 84.
Oh, really? His agent called earlier today on News. His agent.
Yeah.
Brady Moore. That's his agent's name.
Oh.
Yeah. He's requesting more time on air. I think he gets enough.
Oh.
He's a great personality, but, you know, don't push it too far.
Says Rand Paul's hair is Lauren's favorite. I'm glad we're hitting some strikes. Oh, we're not hitting some strikes. We're hitting some home runs. We're only 18 minutes into this thing.
I do like, though, if we're being a little on the bright side, the lighter side, the frivolous side of life.
How can we be on the bright side when we have this?
It's the Gumbin Showdown!
You were saying?
Well, we can be on the bright side of life because who cares? I'm not a federal worker. That's what you get for working for the government. Anyway.
Our buddy, Mr. Blackman, DBDailyUpdate.com, is traveling, and he said, I went through two of our busiest airports this week and had no trouble whatsoever. There's no delays. Nice. The TSA agents were not surly. Sure, they'd like to get paid. And I'm totally sympathetic. It's the bitch in the speaker seat in the House that's the problem right now. She'd rather go to Brussels with her buddies on a free military flight to horse around over there. She's got no interest in protecting this country. What the F is wrong with the American people that they would elect such a dingbat to be the Speaker of the House? Or somebody like Occasional Cortex or some of these other absolute 24-karat golden spike morons?
There's no arguing with that. I mean, I was going to
bring... What is wrong with you?
He's a tool.
I was going to bring up a frivolous thing. Dan Crenshaw, the guy with the eye patch, former Navy SEAL.
Yes.
I like that he's sporting a beard. Mm-hmm. I have been on these airwaves for 7 years, Greg, going on eight, and I've been calling for people running for office, whether congressmen, senators, or presidents, to bring back facial hair.
Sure.
And I'm happy that they're doing it. It looks great. It looks manly. And I'm saying this as somebody who can not yet quite grow a full beard. But I like the look of it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I can't because I have connective bald spots at the base of my mustache.
I still have that too, unfortunately.
In fact, I saw him... recently, there's a couple of pictures of me with a beard, and when I have time to scan them, I'll put them on Facebook.
I put a picture
up this morning. Yeah. Somebody said I look like Dabney Coleman. You know who that
no,
is?
No, I don't. Was this somebody before my time?
I'm talking to Generation
Joey.
Yeah, I guess he's a good character actor. I think the movie for which he's best remembered is 9 to 5, which of course brings back the Dolly Parton memories to me, and he could be he was very versatile. He could be a great bad guy, He could be a sympathetic guy. He could be in a serious role. He played them all well. But I think he's in his late 80s now.
Okay. Wait, so they're saying you look like him a few years ago?
Yeah, a while back.
Okay.
But Dabney, if you saw his face, you'd know him, because he's been in movies that you've probably seen.
I'm pretty sure. But see, Ted Cruz, he's always looked a little odd.
Yeah, I agree. I think that hurt him. But
I think he looks much better with a beard.
I saw that photo, and I approve, too. I hope he stays with the look. The one with Trump, where they kind of made him into a wrestling...
Yeah, they shaved his head completely bald and gave him a goatee, like a serious goatee.
Great of course, then that would be grounds for impeachment, because he's obviously lost his mind. Our first caller this afternoon is Dale.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but I'm a retired federal employee.
Yes, sir.
And I experienced some shutdown trauma a few years ago and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But something that I learned is, hey, if you keep any money at all on hand, this is one of the biggest freeloads that there is, because it's free time off,
yeah,
and you get reimbursed for every dime.
Right.
You get paid. Oh, 100% back pay. It's really a joke. It is a total joke.
It is. And yesterday, thanks to, I believe it was Stick Shift Danny, that sent... Oh, and that reminds me about that jewelry store. Man, is there some crazy stuff coming out on that?
Oh, wow. Okay.
That what Trump is doing, since you know the federal rules, there are people that literally cannot be fired. But if the shutdown lasts long enough, there's a process by which they can be reevaluated for their importance, and they can be fired during a time like this. And those are probably the ones that are squawking the loudest to, hey, get something done here, because it's not just money I'm losing. I may lose this civil service gig that under normal circumstances I can't be fired from. So,
well, I never saw that happen. The only thing I ever saw happen was people were off, and then they went back to work and got total compensation. Well, listen, that's the only thing I wanted to say today. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know, you're such an honest guy, and we really appreciate that around this place. Thank you. And there you go. He stated exactly the fact. And by the way, the government has been shut down like 29 times since 1980.
More than that, I think.
So this one, see, and usually after a few days of bleeding by the Washington Post and the New York Slimes and all the left-wing networks, the weak-kneed Republicans bend over and say, how far do we need to grab our knees before we can get something done so they'll shut up and leave us alone? Donald J. Trump doesn't give a rat's ass what any of them say. He knows they're... If he cured cancer tomorrow, they'd blame him for putting the cancer center folks out of work. It doesn't matter. We're this close to a real peace with North Korea.
Yeah.
Real close. And if that happens, he's not going to get credit for that. They'll say, well, you know, Obama laid the groundwork for that bull crap. And
Obama left a letter saying that's the biggest problem he faces.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Look what I did, Mr. Obama, with your biggest problem.
That'll be amazing if that happens.
The biggest problem Trump has faced are the people Obama has entrenched in the government. All right, Red Top. Red Top.
Red Top.
Hey, folks.
Yes.
Did I just hear you say under normal circumcisions?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure my ears were clear. Yeah. Who is the singer that sings your theme song, the lady?
Oh, that's Sarah Vaughan, I think.
I was about to say. It's got to be. Billie Holiday or somebody from those eras.
Yeah,
that is,
it's old school, and she. It's a,
that's old school. That vibrato, the way she sings it, is just magnificent. I'll tell you again, my spirits pick up like a lightning bolt every time I hear that. I appreciate it, bro.
Sarah Vaughan is the name.
Yeah. Great.
I'd remember it, but I didn't get a nap today.
Well, the more you know.
So.
And hadn't heard aluminum foil in a while, just for the fun of it.
I'm pulling it out right now. We'll play it at the end of our next
video. Y'all have a good weekend. Thank you, fellas.
You too, Red Top. Thank you for calling. All right, foil. And it's not that long, so we'll play the full-length foil for you here this afternoon. And as we go through the afternoon, we also try and catch up on stories that I read earlier in the week, not on the air. I just said, this could be of use, maybe. And then we go off on all our zillion tangents and we didn't get around to it. So I go through them on Friday because by the end of the week, my walk-around bag weighs about 50 pounds and most of it's just dead weight. So I try to reduce that during this particular show. And, of course, you know, we had Rich on to talk about the weather coming through tomorrow. You need to be mindful. And if you don't have the Rich Thomas weather app, again, we ask,
what is wrong with you?
It's the best.
And, it really is. I use it all the time.
And plus, you get to tap Rich's
adorable
face to open it.
It's true.
Oh, breaking news. What's this now? Plane slides off runway in Omaha. Ooh. I've been in the middle of watching these air disaster documentaries on the Smithsonian Channel.
Yeah.
And it's frightening.
Had any dreams lately?
No, I've not had any dreams.
I have an idea.
I think once I gave up that secret, I lost the gift.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Cat's out of the bag, I suppose. But I have an idea, and I don't want it to go away.
What?
So, because it's all Request Friday, and because you began the show with a pretty strong rant, it's not one of your strongest.
I didn't plan it.
And no, you didn't plan it, but you went into a pretty good rant. It's not your strong. You didn't break anything. You didn't throw anything. That's more like your 9 or 10 when it comes to rants. But you do have, I think, a whole collection of rants there in the system.
Yeah.
And I think for folks who are maybe listening for the first time thought, oh, my goodness, he's intemperate. We should show him who you really are at times.
You mean do a rant fest?
Yes.
Let's see, we have one called Exploding Head, one called Sheila, one called Uranus, one called Spank the Cougar.
That's the one where you almost risk prison time, yes.
Yeah. card table, traffic, and email, and idiot in the White House. Now, altogether, back to back, it's really only about 2 minutes.
Nice.
But they all have music. Susan produced them.
She did a good job.
The late Susan Woody did that for us.
Oh, stop it. It's not true.
I know. I'm sorry.
Fight me!
It's 3:29. Let's talk about C Spire. This is something very encouraging for this area where you know, and we've talked about it, gosh, almost the entire time I've lived in Montgomery, the shortcomings in our educational system and the lack of direction, preparation for what the real future is. And a company called the C Spire tech movement is now taking over in this region because the Southeast and Mid-South will not be able to compete for the tech jobs of the future without the proper resources for training. That's what's been missing. So C Spire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. And this is a fact. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP, computer science. So C Spire's goal is to team up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classroom. They've also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible, and also lights that switch where students realize, hey, I've got a chance to put my stamp on this. I can take this and run as far as I can with it. And that's the goal, to inspire drive and vision for an individual's future. High-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, and CSpire is on that mission to deliver managed information tech services to more businesses in the region. Future's out there. CSpire Tech Movement is leading the way, and you can join it by visiting CSpire, that's the letter C-S-P-I-R-E, one word, .com/TechMVMT, short for movement. You'll get there with CSpire.com. At 3:31, time to take a quick trip to the traffic dungeon. And there was something, that plane that slid off the runway in Omaha. I remember that happened in Chicago. Midway Airport is 1 square mile.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're landing, I mean, it's like, and it was the busiest airport in the world for a number of years through the 50s into the early 60s until they opened up O'Hare. Not O'Hara, but O'Hare. And there were a lot of accidents in and around Midway during the heyday as they figured out a lot of, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people had to die to make the modern system as safe as it is. But with Midway, if you were halfway down the runway and you didn't feel the nose of the plane coming up, you see those fences closing in out the window. It's a square mile. Longest runway within a square mile is about 5,800 feet. So there was no margin for error. And a 737 trying to land in a snowstorm couldn't stop and wound up in the middle of 55th, what's the street? 55th and Central, with its nose aimed at a gas station. I don't think anybody was, there may have been, somebody in a car might have gotten hurt. The plane was fine. But that, you know, it's amazing that didn't happen more often before they figured out a lot of this stuff. But it happened in Omaha today. We'll see what the latest information on that is. I'm interested to find out. Right now, let's see how our road traffic is doing.
It's Friday afternoon and the streets are loaded with traffic. Montgomery Skywatch showing the boulevard is the busiest place we see around town. It's busy at all of the intersections, especially at the Troy Highway and at the I-85 interchange. The Atlanta Highway probably ranks as the second busiest spot between the Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. Then if you head up Taylor Road, it's crazy up through there as you head towards the interstate. Be careful. Look out for the other guy. Wrapping up the school zones, but the buses will still be out for a little while this afternoon. And MPD is still working the accident at Bell and Vaughn Road. They should have that one cleared up before long. If that Christmas puppy is leaving presents for you all over the house, maybe an invisible fence system is what you need. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man injured. Police say a man was shot in the 300 block of West Fairview Avenue Thursday night. Authorities say he was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. Alabama's unemployment rate is down slightly. The State Department of Labor says December's preliminary seasonally adjusted jobless rate is 3.9%. That's a decrease from the November rate of 4%, but slightly above the rate from a year ago at 3.8%. And a man has died while attempting to flee police while swimming across a rural pond in Troy. Authorities say the man fled on foot from a traffic stop Wednesday morning and then attempted to swim across the pond to evade Troy police. A dive team found his body several hours later. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some big weather changes as a strong cold front approaches tomorrow. For tonight, cloudy skies, maybe some showers by the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by afternoon and evening hours in through Saturday night. A few of the storms could be strong. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It turns drastically colder late Saturday night into Sunday with a high temperature Sunday only in the low 40s, but the wind chill will make it seem more like the 30s as Arctic air pours into the area. Down to 26 first thing Monday morning, wind chill factor in the teens. How about that for a winter change? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pep Tree Shops. Thanks.
Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale with big savings and limited-time specials like coats and jackets for everyone, 65% off. Don't miss 50 to 75% off a great collection of women's boots. Save 70% during our fine jewelry clearance and get the Tommy Hilfiger All-American 2 towel at our lowest price of the season, $479. Macy's 48-hour sale, Friday and Saturday. Savings on original and sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Come into Lowe's and save on everything you need to give your home a new look. Start with a fresh coat of paint inside or out with 20% off Valspar and 30% off HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Interior and Exterior Paint Plus Primer. Then, find the perfect suite for your kitchen or laundry room with up to 30% off select appliance special values. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 123. Paint offer available via rebate. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter, so I just keep what's still unchewed, and I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care, I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. A refreshing herbal tea.
No.
Lovely.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati knows. that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that, I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where it had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. A big conspiracy.
Oh, speaking of Terry Adams, he'll be here at 7:30 because he digs deep. Wade does not accept news on the surface, gets behind the headlines and talks about all kinds. You know, there are fewer people laughing about the chemtrail issue now that there's been mainstream information released on things they're doing to screw with the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing new. I remember reading a book when I was a kid about how they were seeding hurricanes with ice pellets to try and cool down the core and break them up so they couldn't be the destructive forces they are. It didn't work. And one reason they're so awful is that we just build every square inch of coastline up with real estate right there on the beach. And now it's almost impossible for a hurricane to make landfall and not hit a highly populated area.
It's so beautiful, though, Greg. Makes you feel like a king.
Yeah. I had to evacuate once when I was living on Biscayne Bay. It was ridiculous. Another morning, I woke up 25 stories up.
And
I walked out to the balcony. I couldn't see the ground. There was a layer of smoke that was so thick you couldn't see the street, but it was well below my level, and it was the weirdest thing. I may have a picture of it somewhere. It was actually during a major drought and they were having issues with fires in the Everglades, so there'd be all this smoke, the wind would push it into the populated areas and then die. And there were mornings where nobody could go to work because you couldn't see the nose in front of your face. It was that bad. Let's speak with Kenny from Maxwell.
Hello there, Joey and Greg.
Hi.
Hello.
You were sitting there talking about the Midway Airport before, and you said it's 1 square mile?
Yes.
That is actually exactly the size of the town that I grew up in New York State.
A square mile?
1 square mile.
Wow. I even think Mayberry's bigger than a square mile.
I mean, of course, the New York State Thruway runs right through it. But I always told people, if you blink, you miss us, you know, basically. But yeah, I'm thinking like, wow, 1 square mile. So the airport would actually fit right where I grew up. Interesting. Red Top called and wanted to know about that song. And you told him it's Sarah Vaughan, which it is. And I'm telling you, that song stays in my head. I love that song. I love the way she sings anyway.
Yes, it's a great earworm. It really is.
It was actually a commercial, I think. I read about it. Stan Freberg had a thing, and they did a little. They needed a little jingle, so Quincy Jones did the arrangement, and she did the song.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Quincy Jones, that's right. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did the arrangement, and she sang the song. You know, she has such a vocal range from, because I don't know about singing, but you know, from she can go very low and, of course, hit these very high notes.
I used to know that.
Ella Fitzgerald was a little bit close to her, but she didn't have quite the range. But, you know, those are some of the greater singers that, you know, that came out in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s and everything. Anyway, I would like, you played something the other day which I never heard before. And since I live in Elmore County, I think it was the Elmore County Wedding Planners.
Yeah, that's a Rusty Aldridge special.
Well, if you have time and you can squeeze that in today, that I thought that was real funny.
I know. Hang on a second here. I got to look how I have that stored. It's not under Elmore. It's down under Rusty. Let me see if it's under Wedding Planners. By the way, while I'm looking for this, I'm just going to tell you that quite a few listeners have reached out and said, we would like to make a little gesture to help Emily launch what I know will be an awesome marriage. And
I'm sorry we missed that party.
It was one of the best we've ever had at Baumhauer's. And, of course, I got very emotional. It was on Wendell.
No, not you.
Yeah, I hate to admit it, but I did. And so I'm going to post the link, no matter what Emily says, to honeyfun.com. And, you know, they're paying their own way through all of this. So if you want to do a little something, you got a link you can go to and do a little something.
And so that's on your Facebook page?
I'm going to post it in like as soon as we're done talking, pretty much.
Okay, but it will be on your Facebook page.
Yes, it will.
Okay, all right.
So I will look for this. I know I played it. I remember playing it. Let me
see. Yeah, because I had never heard that before, and I just started cracking up. So
maybe it's under deal. All right, well, we're gonna look. I'm on a mission now, so I'm gonna find this damn thing.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for the call.
And have a great weekend, guys.
Too. All right. While I'm looking for that, Joey had suggested earlier that for newer listeners who have never heard me, I had an explosive moment at the start of the show.
Right. I don't want people to be alarmed that, oh, no, he's gone nuts.
No, I already am. That's well established. And someone that we used to work with produced a bunch of these rants into a sequence. Not a sequence, into these. Some are very short. Some are about 30 seconds. But there's a bunch. And Joey thought it would be fun to play them all. So you can see that occasionally I go off the deep end.
I'm going to jump through that damn glass, and I'm going to smack you. I'm going to risk prison time if you say that one more time, Susan. One more time, you're going to get a spanking. I'm going to take you, I'm going to put you over my knee, and I'm going to spank your rear end until it glows in the dark. I want a divorce. The first woman I've ever wanted to divorce, and I'm not even married to her. How the heck did that happen? Honest to God, watch out. This is going to be a Gallagher concert, except instead of a watermelon explosion, my head's going to be exploding, and you're going to be cleaning my brains off the wall. I had things planned. I went to the trouble to put together all this production, and guess what? It's not in the system. It's nowhere. It's in the frickin' hinterland of the Scott system somewhere. We're pissing away money on stupid programs, giving it to countries that hate us. We're giving it to people that don't want to get off their ass and work. I don't care if we go to Mars or if we go to Uranus. Maybe we'll find a Democrat there. You know, I thought the whole purpose of this urgency to pass that frickin' bill was to prevent a crash in the markets. So they pass it, and the idiot in the White House signs it, and the market loses almost 300 points today. What the F is going on in this country? Sound effects aren't feeding the phone yet, are they? How many weeks ago was it I asked for that? That had to be at least going all the way back to Shavuos, and it still doesn't work. Why does it take so long to get anything done down here? Did the government take over this freaking radio station? Sheila Jackson Lee, who is a freaking moron and a racist, she's an angry black woman, suggesting today that members of Congress are making it difficult for President Obama to raise the debt ceiling because of his race. Her colleagues in Congress should put her fat ass on the floor and give her a censuring and stop the race baiting. Enough. Just because he's black. Those days ended a long time ago. So it's... Would you please... pull that pen out of the ceiling. I just, if you sit on my shoulders, you could probably reach that pen that it's embedded deep in the ceiling tile. I probably should get out of there before Terry Barber or somebody comes. God, I need a Valium. For crying out loud, load my email. I don't have all afternoon here. I've already wasted 4 minutes of the show. What, did we go back to dial-up internet in this building? How long does it take to display? Here it goes. Susan, this show is what you're participating in. This show. Did they give me this little kid at the card table at Thanksgiving dinner chair again? I'm starting to sink. This is crazy. Look at this. I'm sinking. I can't, when am I allowed to sit at the big people table again? This is crazy.
I love that it shows you spent a lot of time in South Florida with all your Yiddish terms.
Yeah.
Shavuos.
Well, those moments don't happen as often. And it's not because I don't feel like it, but none of those were planned.
No.
And the one I had today was not planned. And it just kind of depends. I did not get a nap today. That's probably why it happened. And in general, I'm just loving watching President Trump bitch slap Nancy Pelosi. I think that term was literally invented for her. Now, 84 is on the phone. I'm going to take his call. And he, to me, knowing his whole family and what a wonderful family he has.
Indeed, yeah.
He is a man. If it were a betting thing, I would say this is a guy who will never have to call Delcon Tomlinson.
I agree.
Okay. But we are in that season now, post-Christmas, post-first of the year, where a lot of couples who literally stayed together just to get through the holidays are going in separate directions. Whether you're planning on it, it's a mutual decision, whatever the circumstances that spark it, you need good representation because you're going to be experiencing a lot of what you might consider small life changes, but a lot of small life changes, including your routines and everything else, add up to a jarring experience overall. So you got enough on your plate, adapting. You need good representation to work the details out and to, especially for men who are, especially in custody issues, are still not well represented. There's still biases that have been in the system forever against men. So if you're a guy and you want two women who will go in there and take care of that, who will fight those battles, you stay out. Let them do their job. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, they're going to be with us Wednesday afternoon. And they're going to give us their opinions of things like the Bezos marriage and stuff. They're incredibly intelligent, articulate women, and they offer their opinions on a wide range of things when they're here in the studio. But when it comes to their business, they know their stuff. And if you're a News Talk listener and you need to consult with them, they give you a substantial discount on your consultation fee. So make sure you mention that if you do need them. 819-4810 is the number. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson. Attorneys at Law. Their web address is divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
No representations are made that the quality of our callers is better than the previous caller or any caller to call in the immediate future.
Well, that was clear enough.
Wasn't that brilliant? That was just an inspired moment if there ever was one. 84!
Should I just hang up now?
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Why would you hang up? You silly sausage.
I lovingly, years ago, coined the phrase lame ass stories for your stories, but Greg, we actually love them. And I want you to pick one of two to tell, since it's all Request Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Either tell the dog frog story or the Dolly Parton story. Those are two of my favorites.
It's been forever since Parton Me was shared on air.
Yeah.
And there may be some new listeners that have not heard that. So that is my request for today.
I understand there's always new listeners, but, you know, like my buddy Mike up there in Elmore County, he's probably rolling his eyes saying, not again. I've heard that story 5,000 times since you first came to Montgomery about the dog.
Greg, I've heard it 5,000 times, and I would love to hear it 5,001 times. It is so funny.
All right. Dolly Parton, the dog frog. I have to wait till after 4, but I can do that.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, man. Good to hear from you.
Okay, y'all have a good weekend.
There is one of the best human beings it's been my privilege to know, and I know so many.
Amen.
I just got a text from my friend Ray, who is one of our Baumhauer's gang, gang. Yeah, we're gangsters over there on Wednesday night. He took some pictures. Like, he caught me blubbering when visiting with Emily and fiance.
Oh.
I know. I'm.
You're so emotional.
I am. That's why I have these rants. I swell up emotionally, and I have to let it out somewhere, somehow. And you guys have allowed me to stay sane. Why did I bring up the pictures? One of my dear friends and my little piece of heaven, my first piece of heaven here in Montgomery, her dog had passed away very unexpectedly, and she's dealing with the grief of this unexpected event. I mean, just, you know how it is. It's an immeasurable sadness. But the reality, too, is, what am I going to do? And he was listening, and I connected them, and he went over and picked up Maggie and buried her on his farm. And it's a beautiful place. And I know there used to be Bob Gemmick Curtis' dog.
Yeah.
He would have approved. But he didn't hesitate. He stepped up and helped my grieving neighbors solve that part of the problem so fast. It was like, there are people like that in the world that are that good.
Yes.
He is one of them. What's this? I got to tell the damn stories already. Jeez. Write the damn book already. Now, fiance, I'm going to post that link, by the way, and here's what it says. Despite Emily Hayes' objection, I am sharing this link because a number of listeners have asked how they can help what I know will be a great marriage. She's been such a great teammate, and fiance is a terrific guy. By the way, they're paying their own way here. I love them both and wish them the most incredible future possible. I'm just, because I have been asked by many, is there a registry, whatever. There you go. There's a link. That Honey Fund thing is an awesome idea. It worked really, really nicely for Janelle. And feel free to visit. And if you don't, nobody's asking for anything here. And I know an Emily and the size of her heart, if she could swing it, if these two came from money, she'd hire Riverfront Stadium and invite the entire damn town to come by for a meal and a toast. That's the way she is. I don't know if I should say this or not because it'll sound odd like some of the other things I say.
Yeah.
But there is no dipstick that can measure the depth of her kindness and generosity.
That is absolutely true.
And if I keep talking about this, I'm going to start crying on the radio again. Nobody wants to hear that. We want to hear about the dog frog.
Don't be such a big baby, Greg. Get through the show without crying once. Sounded like Glenn Beck.
Who do you think you're talking to, punk? You little thug with your blue gangster hat?
It's not a gangster hat. It's ninja garb.
Whatever. Oh, poor Joey. Before I do that, here's another recommendation for me, if you're still listening. Georgia Floyd's Direct. How about this? It's 1969, the year the Earth stood still. So many remarkable things happened that year. Events. Man on the Moon leads the way, but Woodstock and Joe Namath, all those things happened. The Mets coming from nowhere to win a World Series that nobody predicted, and yada, yada. It goes on and on. Just an amazing year. Well, one other event happened in 69, and that was the opening of Georgia Floors Direct, the brainchild of Mr. Dick McAdam. And it's still there and still doing well because they have never wavered from their basic premise.